How to tour Hampi on foot? That's if you want to comb all the major ruins, you can hire bicycle or mopeds to cover a wider area, say spots located 5 kilometers, 3 miles apart. A smart combination of bicycle, moped on and on foot explorations is the optimum strategy. And if you include an occasional Coracle ferry crossing and a couple of hill climbs in the agenda, your route plan is deemed perfect. The local three-wheel taxi, auto rickshaw or car is available for hire at the site. The major hotspots are connected by motorable road, but this doesn't cover all the highlights of Hampi, the riverside ruins for example. You can hire a driver guide as a package or hire spot guides locally at each major attraction. If you need assistance to hire a train guide for full day, half day, contact the tourist info center in Hampi Bazaar near the Virupaksha temple. Some more details about the guide fees are mentioned in the cost and budget page. Exploring Hampi independently has its special charm and pleasant surprise. Say 3-day Hampi itinerary. When to go? The popular tourist season is October to February, with the New Year holidays as the center peak. This period is the optimum time of the year with a pleasant weather. Tourist season Hampi, however, Hampi's festival calendar is spread throughout the year. Hampi Festival, November. This is the largest festival at Hampi. Generally, they are scheduled for 3 days during the first week of November. The celebrations typically packed with shows of music, dance puppet shows, fireworks and a pomp procession as the grand final, showcasing the cultural richness of the place. Of late, items like rock climbing, water sports and rural sports also has been included in the schedule. More on Hampi Festival. Purandar Dasa and Aradhana, January or February. This is principally a classical musical festival. The festival is held every year to commemorate the birthday of the ancient poet Purandar Dasa, who lived in Hampi. Musicians of national and international repute participate in the 2 to 3 days of concerts. Virupaksha Car Festival, March, April. This is the largest religious festival in Hampi. The highlight is the procession along the main chariot street in Hampi. The image of the god and goddesses is kept on the temple car, the giant wooden chariot, which is the center of the procession. The festival marks the annual ritual marriage of the god and goddess. Phala Puja Festival, December. This is again is held at the Virupaksha temple to mark the ceremonial betrothal of the divine temple. Betrothal of the divine couple. Diwali, October. Through not specific to Hampi, Diwali is celebrated in Hampi in a grand way, usually in October. Noisy nights with firecrackers are the hallmark. Hampi Bazaar area is the epic center of the celebrations. Visit Virupaksha temple to witness some special ceremonial functions during the evening. That includes a local procession where the temple elephant to participate. Shivratri, February, March. This is a special festival embarked for all Shiva temples in general. This night-long religious offering is held at Virupaksha temple. Climate. Hampi's climate is generally dry and hot. March to early June is the summer. Monsoon brings some wet weather that typically lasts from late June to early August. The colder period of the year is from November to February. Irrespective of the climate, Hampi is open for visitors all around the year. Tourist crowd and prices too drops during the summer and rainy seasons. Day temperature in summer can reach close to 40 degree centigrade or 104 degree Fahrenheit. If you are planning to tour during this season, wear protective loose cotton clothes and headwear, hat or scarf. Carry plenty of drinking water during the tour. One of the bonuses of touring Hampi during off-season is the quietness and the relative seclusion of the sites. Rains can put your local tour plan out of gear. Most of the spots are going to tour are open areas. The unpredictable rain can make you camp at the hotel room or restrict your tour to a limited number of spots. Remember, most of the ruins you are going to cover on foot or bicycle or moped. Even if you hire a cab, you will require walk along open areas. Bring a plastic raincoat if you are still committed to tour the ruins during the rainy season. Dust settle the river full and the monuments got a though wash post rain week. The whole of Hampi sports a fresh and green look. Though the nights are cold, the winter offers a pleasant climate to tour the ruins. The day temperature in the winter can be in its mid 20 degree, about 68 degree Fahrenheit range. Visit Hampi during the winter, November to February period. Enjoy the mob in style. How much does it cost? Let's put the last line first. Hampi won't burn the hole in your wallet. An overnight bus ticket from Goa or Bangalore to Hampi can cost you about rupees 300 to 400, about USD 6 to 9. A budget type guest house room double can be rented for rupees 200 to 300, about USD 4 to 6. Now it may have increased. For about rupees 5 to 10 US 10 cents per hour, you can hire a bicycle for the sightseeing trips, or for about rupees 200 to 300, about USD dollar 4 to 6, you can hire a moped including the fuel cost for a day's roaming. It may have increased now. In case you choose to hire an auto rickshaw, three can share. For local sightseeing, it can cost you anything from 300 to 600 USD 6 to 10. Depends on the coverage and time. These also may have increased now. Admission is free to a large number of monuments except two or three. For the Vithala temple and elephant stables, the entry fee is rupees 25, rupees 250, USD 5. For all foreign nationals, for Indian citizens, the entry is rupees 10. The ticket is valid for both the monuments if visited the same day. Generally, still camera usage is allowed free at all monuments. Virupaksha temple charges rupees 50, which is USD dollar 1 camera fee. A local guide for a single monument would charge you about rupees 50, USD dollar 1 for about an hour's tour. Now, all charges may have increased. This Dishant meal can cost you about rupees 40, USD dollar 1 for about rupees 200, USD dollar 4. You can enjoy a treat dinner by the riverside. That's it about the major cost factor one would encounter in Hampi. It's however possible to tighten this a bit. For example, you may prefer to trek instead of hiring a local taxi, or stay at that ₹50 one a night hut by the riverside. Also, there are a couple of luxury places in Hampi Standard where you can burn more cash. For a more detailed list of the costs, see the cost and budget page.